fall of Britannia. Rather than occupying the great seat of power, driving our country forward, Super Defeffel remains stalled in the chaise long of lassitude, Britannia stranded, and all you get are promises of more jam tomorrow from a revolving set of forgettable cabinet ministers. And guess what? No jam. But when I return, there will indeed be more jam. Strawberry, raspberry, loganberry, tayberry, blueberry, gooseberry, hawthornberry, my particular favourite. My friends, all I can think about is your concern about my place in history. And thank you for that. I feel your love. I will not go down as the one who just faded from view, a mirage. I will define, write, and seal my own place in the books that future school children will read to learn of their great pedigree. And then I plan where my statue should go. Cum-Cum suggested we get rid of the cenotaph and put it there. But then I would be associated with mass death. Not a good idea. Then, through the magic of Zoom, we simultaneously ejaculated the same idea. Defeffel's column in place of Nelson's. I can see it now. Two arms instead of one, exhorting the people to stay at home, cape permanently set at heroic angle. And then, sponsored bricks, each with the name of another survivor, another fighter on it. A feel-good temple to banish tears, loss, and pain. As a soft landing back into work, I have been drawn into the great mask debate, to wear or not to wear. As is my habit, I will make a late decision based on cold self-interest. And the cabinet, they will not take to it. Mad Dog will chew through his mask. The Gove Star will burn a hole in his with his zeal. Half Hour Hancock will import one from Turkey. Planet Sunak will look impossibly beautiful in anything. And Punch Up Patel will just stuff a couple down the throat of her top civil servant. Oh, I can't wait to get back into the fray. The fight. The D-Day landings on Corona Beach. The real battle, my friends, is against the doom-mongers within. Those who are saying we will bury the so-called Brexit recession within the post-coronavirus recovery nightmare. Complete piffle! We could not have thought of anything so unanchored from moral moorings, so devious, so wrong, so clever. Then there are those who complain about reusing PPE. Let's reuse, recycle, and reduce any whinging. I reuse my bath towel for weeks, sometimes months, and I hereby commit to using that same bath towel until the last dog walker, the last care home resident, the final feral schoolchild comes out of lockdown. Being a superhero means so much more than wearing a cape. It is about sacrifice, and being prepared to sacrifice others, then marching on without looking back at the destruction. Very soon, I begin the long march back to number 10. Do not be tempted to join me, though I know that will be tough. For now, I retreat to the butterflies and birdsong of Buckinghamshire. But I am ready to advance towards the wildfires and whirligigs of Westminster to place my bottom right where it should be, on top of Mad Dog Rob's head, to squeeze out any thoughts of a takeover he might have been entertaining. This is Super Defeffel, shaking what my mama gave me, signing off.